You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's an OTA mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me right here on DenverBroncos.com. And before the Broncos go off to the White House for their big visit with President Obama, let's take a few questions. And the first one is about the future. Trent White asks, so, is it possible for Denver to re-sign Brandon Marshall, Darian Stewart, and Emmanuel Sanders? Well, it's possible, and it may not even involve any of those guys taking something below market value, because the Broncos are going to get some significant savings at the quarterback position. Instead of paying Brock Osweiler up to $72 million, as the Houston Texans did, they have the chance to get a cost-controlled solution at the quarterback position if Paxton Lynch can develop. And if that happens, they're going to be able to keep a lot of these parts together that maybe they thought a year ago they might not be able to retain. Now, Emmanuel Sanders and Brandon Marshall, those are the two high priorities beyond, of course, getting Von Miller done. Darian Stewart is in an interesting spot because as good a safety as he is, you look at what the Broncos did this year in the draft. They drafted Justin Simmons, and then they added Will Parks. If one or both of those players develops, and they're off to a good start so far in OTAs, then that may mean that they might not bring back Darian Stewart because someone else may value Stewart at a higher dollar value and may pay him that amount. So we'll see what happens. But certainly the Broncos do have potential resources to keep more of the guys than they may have planned before because they're going to get such a cost savings at quarterback. Our second question this week is from Twitter, from user NFLDraftFrank23, and he asks, how much of a chance realistically does Paxton Lynch have it starting in week one? It's a decent chance. It's all going to depend on how he develops. And, you know, there are some ups and downs so far. He can make some nice throws. We've seen out there during OTAs how he's done a good job leading his receivers deep. He even capped the work on Thursday with a deep toss to Jordan Taylor up the right sideline. A nice way for him to end his second week of OTAs. But there's also some struggles. Sometimes you can see him struggling to read the defenses. He's working on going through his progressions. He's working on getting to his second and third reads. Those take time. How ready is he going to be for week one? I think we're not going to get an answer on that until we see him in the preseason, until we see him in full contact situations. There were a few times this week where he had plays where he completed the ball, but if it had been a game situation, it would have been a potential sack or a chance for him to get away and make a play on the run. And that's where it gets interesting for Paxton Lynch, because if you watch him at Memphis, you know he can make plays happen with his feet. He can extend the play, rolling out to the right or the left, and then hit a big shot downfield. So that's not something you're seeing a lot of work on because it's not live pass rush situations right now. But it's something that I think we'll get a better look at when we get to training camp in full pads and then the preseason. He's got a decent shot, but I would say right now there's not one quarterback ahead of the others at this point. They've all done some good things. They've all made some mistakes. Just give it some time. Thanks for your questions. And if you want in on next week's mailbag after mini camp week, of course, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. And please use the hashtag Ask Mace. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.